News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
The state is going to undertake what is being described as an unprecedented security operation when Daniel Kinahan is extradited back to Ireland following his arrest in the UAE. With us is Michael Doyle, who is senior news reporter with the Irish Sun. Let's get to that extradition. First of all, Michael, before we get to the security arrangements, when is it likely to process and when is Daniel Kinahan likely to be put on a plane?
Good morning, Anton. Well, it's kind of very early to tell at this point. I mean, we're probably a bit away off kind of like that extradition taking place. I mean, he's now held in custody in Dubai, and there will be the process itself is not that straightforward. He'll probably appear before a judge at some point this week. But like we've seen from previous extraditions, I mean, Sean McGovern was 7 months after he was arrested. Daniel Kinahan is likely to try and stop this extradition at every turn over the coming weeks and months. I mean, as he's entitled to do, it'll be very hard for him to stop that, of course. This warrant was issued by a court in Ireland, this international arrest warrant. Like, so the kind of like they would not have issued it unless they knew the structures were in place for that extradition to take place. But it's not normally a short process. It could be a few months down the line before this actually takes place. But certainly the Gardaí for now will start putting preliminary preparations in place for whenever that extradition might happen, but it could be some way off yet.
Now, when it comes to those preparations, give us a sense of the scale, because in terms of figures facing allegations of significant roles in organised crime, it is hard to think of a precedent that matches Daniel Kinahan.
Absolutely. I mean, John Gilligan was extradited from the UK, I think, back in the 90s. Like, certainly that was it. He was a huge figure, like, following the murder of Veronica Guerin. We had Sean McGovern's extradition, which took place last year. There are certainly two really high scale ones that you can think of, but nothing will ever compare to the extradition of Daniel Kinahan whenever that takes place. This is one of the most senior figures in organised crime around the world. His kind of infamy has grown to such a level over the past decade that it's hard to fathom any Irish person in the past kind of reached the levels that he has reached. But it will be a massive operation, the security operation, whenever that takes place. We've seen from previous ones that normally what happens is a guard team will travel over. He'll probably be given no notice of the extradition taking place. They'll probably take him from the cell. They'll put him on an Irish Air Corps plane and he'll be flown back to Ireland whenever that does take place. And he'll be driven more than likely straight to the special criminal court. We expect to face charges certainly that we believe it relate to directing a criminal organisation.
And then in terms of if he is remanded from the special criminal court, and regardless of whether it be Kinahan or anybody else, in terms of somebody of this scale, it's then where? Portlaoise?
More than likely Portlaoise. I mean, Portlaoise is Ireland's only maximum security prison. Since the feud kicked off between the Kinahan and the Hutches a decade ago, members of the Kinahan faction, like people close to them, their allies, have all been housed in Portlaoise, while members of the Hutch faction at various stages have been kept in Wheatfield. They've, of course, kept them all apart. But we certainly expect Daniel Kinahan to go to Portlaoise whenever that takes place. There are people already close to him who are already in that prison at the moment.
And remind us, Michael, has Daniel Kinahan ever served time in Ireland before?
No, Daniel Kinahan has never served time in Ireland. His father famously has served sentences in the past when he was a younger man. But Daniel Kinahan has done a very good job, I suppose, of keeping his hands as clean as possible. But no, he's never served time in an Irish prison.
Michael, thank you very much.
He's been on the radar of the Gardaí, of course, since he was a very young man, but certainly he's never served any length of major time in an Irish prison.
Appreciate that, Michael. Thank you. Michael Doyle, senior news reporter with the Irish Sun.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.